Or you want to read, or it's just not for you.
No, it's not.
Okay. Today, we're going to discuss money. Today, we're going to discuss how should one approach money, how should one view money, the power of money, the power of money, right? The power of money. You know, I want to tell you two introductions. Everything is a mashal and nimshal. Everything in life, there's a mashal, a parable, and a parable to something. And Big Bali Musar spoke like this. Everything is a mashal and a nimshal. Rav Hutner wisely said, if I needed a mashal for the world, what would I say? I would say, the world is the mashal, and the nimshal is the money. This world is all money, 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 money. We don't realize that that makes the world go round, that makes the guy function in the morning. This is Zekol Hadam. That's it, money, money. It's not just that it's a part of a person's life. That's life. Comes his life. Money becomes a person's life. And at the same time, we have very little training. Yeah. We have very little training. Training. Okay? How to approach and how to view money in our lives. I want to tell you a nice shot, interesting, eye-opening shot. We learned yesterday the Daf Yomi. That if you took Maisa Sheni or Hektish and you applied it on something, She'en Lo Tzura, on a coin that does not have a structure, doesn't have a Tzura, the Tzarta Kesev Yadecha, it's not good. You need a coin that has a Tzura. And I never really understood this halach. What do you mean? This other coin isn't worth anything? Then how you applied it? I'll say I'll be paid it on this tissue. Of course not, right? And the answer is, it is money. It's got to be something. Otherwise, I can't be paid. It has no value, right? But it's kesef she'en bo tzura. Why is it so important that it should have a mint? Why? It's a great question. I've always thought about it. So I always said it's a gzera takatuf. I saw the Pnei Menachem says, I want to say something very deep. That's what he says. That's how he starts off this thing. He says, I want to say something eye-opening. Deep. You hear?
Yeah.
Kesef needs tzura. It has to have a panim. It has to have a face. Otherwise, it's dirt. It's a remes to the person. Shakesef shecha she'en leze tzura. Oy vavoy she'en lo tzura. The money has no...
What do you mean tzura?
It's what do we call it? A remes. It has a tzura.
You mean value or like?
Not a value. When something is bizayon, en lo panim, right?
Oh, like image. Tzura.
You know,
image.
I'll give you the best example. When you look at dirty money and you look corrupt money, you say, this is money, this is dirt. The kesef she's tzarich she tzura. It has to have a face. Shlo ye'eh bizayon panim. It's a murdi gavart. He says it's davar omoik. He says it needs to have a tzura. It needs to have something which has to have a. Otherwise, it's garbage. Right? Yeah. Garbage is also worth money. Yeah, but it's garbage, right? Garbage can be worth money. You're selling garbage. Sometimes you need garbage, right? And lo tzura. Point being, tzichim shiyah kesef bishvul kaidish. For kaidish, the kesef has to have a tzura. Otherwise, don't use it for kaidish. Don't be paid a hektish on it. If the money is low money, dirty money, it ain't money for kaidish. Okay, so let's discuss money in a person's life and clean money. All right, Rashi. Rashi tells us a very big chiddush. You know, right after Matan Torah, what was the first thing that we were taught? Eila Mishpatim, the rules of a car hits another car. It's here. Eila mishpatim. Shor shenagacha tapara. Is that the first thing after Matan Torah? Is that what we have to be busy with right after Matan Torah? You would say, it's not it. You would say Matan Torah. Azari, it's not enough. Azari, we need more. There's not enough. Yeah. We would say, teach me about Shabbos, which we actually learned in Mara, but I don't know, spend about something else. Well, why are we talking about money, cars, stealings? Why is that? Says Rashi, mishpatim to Sinai. Just like Sinai, we learned Aseret HaDibrot. Here too, what? Mishpatim is Misinai. Why would I think not that way? What's the big chidush? And the answer is, because you would say it's regular laws. Every country has its laws. Who made it up? Judges. Tell me that the people who made the Constitution, they were behemoth like almost behemoth probably, right? So let's say we don't have those type of behemoth. We have intelligent people, all right? We have good people in our... But they made it up! No. Miss Sinai, there is... from Hashem. All our laws, even monetary laws, are from our Kodesh Baruch. See? Uberashi ma elu misinai! Av elu misinai. Kipshuto. Go ahead, read. Kipshuto. Enosh. It's not man-created. It's not man-made. Our laws about mammon is not man-made. Ela. Dvar Hashem. Mishamayim. But could be there's also a deeper understanding in that. Why are we comparing it to Sinai? To tell me that just like Sinai was Kodesh, Anochi Hashem Elokecha is Kedusha, Dine Mamanot is Kedusha. Tell me, if a guy would talk about an animal from morning to night, and talk about animals and animals, you know what the guy would sound and look like? Look like an animal. We do, in the yeshivas, we talk about animals from morning to night. Mamish from morning to night. Guy wakes up in the morning, shar, mogach, parah in his teeth, and his... Imagine. And the answer is, because it's not animal, it's kodesh. Our dine mamanot is not chol, it's kodesh. Okay, so you have this on the sheet, you hear? Continue, Rami. Vizehu inyan
shen ha.
Smichut ha-parshiot. If you notice, what is the last thing in last week's parsha?
The mizbeach.
The mizbeach. Losala b'malah b'mizbeach. How you build the mizbeach? And all of a sudden, ve'la mishpatim. Says the Gemara, what's the connection? It's got to be some connection, right? From the mizbeach to the Sanhedrin. And the answer is to teach us that the Sanhedrin have to be next to the mizbeach. That's where we have in the Beit Hamikdash. There was a Sanhedrin in the Beit Hamikdash, right? Lishka Tagaziz. Says the Maral and other Mefarshim, it's an analogy. He's trying to teach me something. And even though Dayanim are busy all day long with money, that's carbon. Money is carbon. Just like on a Mizbeach, we understand it's spiritual to the utmost, right? You need to understand that Dine Mamanot is like a carbon. Sacrifice, and maybe there's a deeper meaning, because clean money takes sacrifice. Yeah, clean money. You hear? Clean money is like a carbon. Yes, anashim baboke yagidu korbanot.
In maklav,
megilot korbanot. Lala. Okay. Tachak hachochim larcha bakesef zelo kedusha. You want to know karbanis? Where is karbanis? Eila mishpatim is karbanis. Eila mishpatim is karbanot. Next one. Go ahead. You say the next one. Go ahead. V'chei matzinu. Notice we find two things about kodesh. There's something called kedushat haguf. They put it away, Maish. So, there's something called Kedushat Aguf, right? And there's something called Kedushat Mamon. Why is it set up in such a way? And the answer is because the Guf sometimes can be Kodesh, and even the Mamon to turn into Kodesh. There's two things you can be Makdish. You can be Makdish Guf, you too, and your Guf. But you can also be Makdish Rak, Mamot. And that's why we find Kedushat Damim and Kedushat what? Guf. Kedushat HaGuf. Okay, go ahead, next one. You say the next one, yeah? Oh, and maybe we could go one step further now. What's the first thing we ask a guy when he comes to heaven? What's the first question? Business. That's the first question. Business? Huh? Could you imagine?
Mitzvahs.
That's not what it says, right? It says something, right? And the answer is, could be, because the real Kiddush is there. Everybody does mitzvahs. Everybody puts on the phone. You want to know where a real Jew is? Let's look in the business.
Maybe that's the first question, because everyone is involved in that.
Maybe not. Maybe the real reason is because this is where the real Jew is. The real Kiddush.
Derech Eretz Kadmah LaTorah.
That's something else.
Why? Derech Eretz, you could read it two ways.
Derech Eretz Kadmah LaTorah just means that he takes precedence. But I'm telling you, deeper. You want to know what a Jew, holy, pure, it's here. It's not in the guy putting on tefillin and kissing the Torah. That's not. Believe me, it's not. The real karmen, the real sacrifice, the real Jew is
honest.
That's really what it's all about. And maybe that's the pshat, why it's the first thing, because that's the first thing we ask him. Now we understand, why is that the first thing Eila Mishpatim after Sinai? L'ramez. That's the first question. You're going to deal with that first. That's the first
thing.
Okay. Now, Vilama, go ahead. You want to read? You want to read? Okay. You want to read? Okay. You, Yehuda, let's go.
No? No, go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, very good. Vilama, Shazay, yeah? No? Now we notice we're going to get very close to Purim. We're going to talk about Shkalim. And what are Shkalim? Shekel HaKodesh. Holy Shekel. Holy Shekel. What's a Shekel HaKodesh? V'ulai. Yeah? V'ulai. Go ahead, Mashin.
זה מה שנתקשר למשה רבנו, כשנצטב.
Vinu, ala machzita shekel. It says that Moshe had a very hard time understanding matzah shekel. So some ask, some say that the machzit, he didn't understand how you have a machzit. I mean, shekel is a shekel. How do you have a half a shekel? You have a half a penny? How do you have a half a shekel? Or possibly, and this is the way I always learn it, he didn't understand the Kodesh word. It wasn't the shekel. Money he understood good. You know, there's a great story. There's a great story, yeah, from the Satmar Rebbe. Satmar Rebbe was involved with money. And he believed that a person has to have his feet on the ground and be involved with money. When he came to Israel, like all Rebbes, he came with a lot of luggage. Came with a lot of stuff, yeah. You want to tell Azai to get me a coffee? He came with a lot of coffee. He came with a lot of luggage, you hear? The kitzer, he had to pay tax. So the soldier who was in charge at the dock, he came by boat, said that you have to pay $1,000. Yeah? Actually, it was $250. I'm sorry, it was $250 of tax. Right? So the soldier was trying to, you know, dig and make fun of the Rebbe. So he turns to the Gabbai and he says, tell me, your Rebbe, Admur Shalcha, your Demaz a dollar, he knows what the dollar is?
Hmm.
He's making fun of him. Like, he knows. Satmar Rebbe was very sharp. He didn't want to look at the guy because, you know, Satmar, he was a Kanai, he didn't want to look at Rasha. So he turns away and he goes, Tagida ta Rasha azu. Less than $1,000 never. What do you tell me? I know a dollar better than you. This story the Rebbe told to my grandfather. I heard it from my grandfather. Yeah, heard this from the Rebbe himself. Pachot mi elef, less than $1,000 never. You want to know if I know what a dollar is? I know very well what a dollar is, believe me. So the Niskasha Moshe maybe was not on the money, not on the shekel. You know what was bothering Moshe Rabbeinu?
How can money be kodesh?
That's what's bothering him. Holy shekel, the holy... Like today we have the holy schnitzel. Holy schnitzel. Oh my gosh, the whole...
Rabbi, you're going to bring it in.
No, it's the holy schnitzel. But what could you do? It's the holy schnitzel. It's a bizayon. Holy schnitzel.
Holy, I'm wrong.
Echoli otcha, yudi, holy, who you kado? Yudi, o shocheletze, o shmocheletze. The one who sells it, he's holy. The schnitzel is holy. It's a bizayon. It's a bizayon, eh? Tell the guy I put a plug for him, and he's a tzaddik. He's a holy guy, all right? Huh? Baruch Hashem, let Eden eat. Well, you can't even eat. I'm very happy. Let Jews eat. Shh. Yeah, so the question is, shekel? Kodesh. That's what's bothering Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? So if you take a look at Moshe, keep on reading. Kesef?
Kesef.
And the answer is shekel. Yeah, sometimes it's nothing, and sometimes even worse than nothing. It could be bad. Shekel's all what you do with it and what you put into it. Every dollar is a check. It all depends what you write into it and what you do with it, right? People think there's a dollar and there's a check. Now every dollar is a check, right? Every dollar is a check. It depends what you do. Go ahead, keep on reading, Maish. Oh, if you notice, it says that they showed Moshe Rabbeinu a Madbeya fire. What does that mean? Fire? Madbeya? He didn't know what the shekel was. They showed him a Madbeya Shalash. Let Papa read. Let Papa read. Herak is well, Moshe. Sheesh Mechamem. Esh makes warm. It's good. But Esh could also be Sorev. That's what they were showing him, says the Noam Elimelech. Noam is early. Before the Baal Shem, Noam Elimelech, you hear what he says? The Noam Elimelech says, they showed him fire! Everybody's going to run out? I'm sorry, but that's what it says. It says they showed him fire, yeah? Because fire could be warm and bring good things. And fire could what? Could bring destruction. Esh, shekel. Go ahead, keep on reading. Ayin Balaturim. You go ahead. Ayin Balaturim.
Ayin Balaturim b'chalom Yaakov.
Yaakov has a dream. Sulam mutzavarta. Hirosho magia shamayma. Malache Elokim olim yordim bo. Says Balaturim sulam mamon gematria mamon. And everybody asks, Ma shayach sulam lamamon ma korepo. So the truth is, yes, Adam sheolev yored, right? So let's see. So, okay, read. Go ahead. No, next one. Go ahead. My Baal Shem Tov. I'm talking to the Yom Kippur.
Some people take money and go up.
And some people go down with their money. Money. Nothing lifts a person spiritually like money, and nothing brings him down like money. Beautiful.
Money brings up someone spiritually?
Oh, yes.
There's nothing like money that can bring you up.
I don't
what are you
so.
Talking about?
Some of the biggest people don't have anything. What do you mean?
Sir, listen to me carefully. Some of the richest people, I remember there was a Siyam HaShas last week from Dirushu. The guy used his money. Look what he did. Look what the guy did with his money. What are you talking about?
He sponsored it.
Money is like the elevator of Kedusha.
It's the elevator.
The Rabbanon took the stairs.
You press buttons, 10th floor, or you can press button.
Reb Chaim took the stairs, and sometimes you can just take an elevator.
You agree? And some people press basement.
Below
basement. What do we call that? Lower.
Some basement.
Lower level.
Lower level of the low level. Yeah? Continue. Go ahead. No. Now the question is, so why Malachim? I don't understand. If you want to talk about people, so don't say Malachim. Uh-huh. So I saw from the Toldos. Now you have to understand, by the Hasidim, you guys have Ben Ishchai, right? Ben Ishchai, right? They have Toldos. The Toldos Yaakov Yosef, them is the Ben like, whoa. So what does he say in Ben Porat Yosef? It's still not a Sfari Sefer because it says Ben Porat Yosef. It's the Toldos Sefer. Oh! Why are we comparing to a malach? It's just like a malach has a tafkid. person in this world with his money also is a tafkid. He's like a malach, and some people with their tafkid is olimbo, and some people. So rightfully so, says Toldos, we compare him to who? Malach. And that's the dream, you hear? So when people say he has a dream to make big money, you know what you should tell him? Yaakov Avinu's dream. Try to dream that one. That's a good one. That's a good dream for you, okay? Go ahead, you continue. Go ahead. Ulai. Yeah. Biudvarab. Shegufa ba mamon atzma anu shluchim. Yeah. Oh, he says just like a malach has a shlichus. Maybe what he means to say is not in general a person is here for a measure. Even in the money, a person has a shlichus. Some people have money is given to them to do chesed. There's different reasons why people have money and why Hashem gives the money. Continue. V'ulai bir dvara. Yeah. V'ayim barachayim. Go ahead, next one. You say v'ayim barachayim.
I do it in keset alvet. Ami et ani imach.
Imach. What do you mean? Just say it's ani. Give him to... Says the Archaim, the ani's money is by you. When you're giving the ani money, it's his money. It was given to you to give to him. Esa ani, imach, it's with you. You hear? So you have a shlichus. You're sent on a messenger. Yeah? They gave it to you to protect it, watch it, because maybe he could be possibly he would splunder it in business. He's an idiot in business, right? He would go and then buy a vase and travel to Miami and whatever he would do and waste all his money on steaks and then... I'm not talking about you. He went to Israel. I'm not talking about you. But I'm just saying for those that went... right?
Salary.
Okay, you hear? So listen carefully, you hear? So what's the vod? What they say? So Hashem takes the money. He gives it to who? To the rich man. Because he knows how to make money. And then he'll give it to the ani. Okay, so let's go vayta. No? V'ayim barachayim. Go ahead. V'ayim barachayim. Okay. V'isi. Go ahead. Next one. V'isi. Go ahead. You, Rami. Go ahead.
V'isi.
Oh, he says there's three reasons why money is given to somebody. What are the three reasons? Go ahead.
Yeah. La'asot chesed. Hashem gave to the...
If the money is given to you to do chesed, you'll have a heart to want to do chesed all the time. Why do people have a drive to do chesed with their money? One second. Why do people have a drive to do chesed with their money? And the reason is, what's the reason they have drive to do chesed with their money? Because Hashem gave it to them for that. Hashem gave them the money for that. A person should know from what his drives are, what the money was given to him. Now listen, then he says further, Adam zeh choshek tamid
l'chesed
v'yesh l'nisayon. Then there are people who the money was given to test them.
Oh.
And you know what they're those people? Cheap. They're not sure that cheap. They're not sure. Pay it, not pay, shayshay. Because it's a test for them. Yeah, give the money. Not
the person was a giver, it's not a test for
them. He must be a test to give. His test was to do chesed. His shlich was to do chesed. His shlichus. And a person's not a giver, then you have a third person. Adam, that a person wants to do, have cars and whatever with his money, that's l'nekama. Hashem wants him to get rude with his money.
What if you want to do both? Wait, Hashem is doing nekama to him?
To him.
He's going to destroy
him. Oh. Yeah, Hashem wants him to fall, so Hashem gives him money.
What if you want
to
do both?
And that's that person? What if you want to do both? So the answer is balance.
Right, balance it out.
Balance it out. I'm just trying to bring out that he's saying a chiddush, that money could be given for the many different reasons to someone, and you got to know yourself well.
But what's
why?
The big deal? If Hashem gave you money and Hashem gave me the cheshek to do chesed, so what am I doing?
There's nothing wrong. He's
what's
saying
the
opposite.
Reward?
He didn't say anything wrong.
But what's the reward? What are you doing?
Okay, listen, it's always an assign. It's never.
Still giving,
it's still giving.
You're choosing
right.
To do his.
Okay, but it's very easy to give when you're a giver. It's not hard. It's
okay,
hard.
Next it's one. Next one. You. So go ahead. Says the Gemara in Psachim Kuf Dalit. The Gemara says that, I think it was Ramari, I don't remember the name of the Tana. I wrote it without looking back at the Gemara. He was called Benan Shel Kedoshim, the children of the holy, of the Kedoshim. Why was he called the children of the holy? Because he didn't want to read it. Go ahead, no? Shelo Yistakel Bitzurta Dezuza. He never looked at the coin, the money, what he never looked. Lo Yistakel Bitzurta Dezuza. Taisa says, that, what do you mean, Kedoshim? So it's him, right? The Rishonim asked, but it's Benan Shel Kedoshim is because he didn't look at the coin and the money. Sir, they print down my papers on your phone. Is that how it works? Okay, you hear? So why is it called Benan Shel Kedoshim? You hear? So the Mefarshim say, because if he has Kedushat HaMamon, where did he get it from? Excuse me, could you not talk? Where did he get it from? He got it from the fathers. He's called Benan Shel Kedoshim. The reason, if you see someone that has respect for the money, he has Kedusha, the way he treats money. He's not looking to run after money. You know where that usually comes from? It comes from his dad. It comes from his grandfather. They instilled in him to have the proper approach for money. Now let's learn about this. You hear? Ayin Afla. There's a beautiful pshat from the Afla. You know who the Afla was? He was the Rebbe of the Chatam Sofer. One of the Rebbeim of the Chatam Sofer was the Afla. Horovitch. One day I'll tell you the history of Horovitch. Horovitch was a Hasidic Rebbe. Wore Strangler. He ended up in what he called that? In Oberland. Oberland means Hungary Ashkenaz. People think Hungarians, right? They're Hasidim. It's not true. There were two parts to Oberland. There was two parts to Hungary. There was regular, and then there was Oberland, which was far away, and that was Ashkenaz. The Chatam Sofer Davin Ashkenaz. The Chatam Sofer's Rebbe was the Afla. How did he get there? And the answer, he became the Rav of Frankfurt. It's Germany. Oberland is really Germany. How did he become the Rav? There was a fight about a divorce. And the rabbi of Frankfurt said one thing, and all the rabbanim went out against him. Except for the Afla, he says, I don't want to get involved. So when the rabbi passed away, they said, who are we going to take as a replacement? How can we take any of them who argue with the... We'll take the Afla. He was the only one that didn't get involved. So this Hasidic Rebbe became the Rebbe of Frankfurt, and the Chasam Sofer learned by him, considering him his Rebbe. Okay? So the Hafla says a Mayridik Abshat. You hear? Go ahead. The Hafla says a Mayridik Abshat. Yeah? Go ahead. Huh? Okay. Hafla says a Mayridik Abshat. No?
Avraham Kaved b'mikne, Shaya Kaved b'zeh.
Oh. He says, Avraham Avinu, if you notice, he had a lot of money. How does the Torah call his money? Kaved. He was overlo, heavy, with sheep and cattle. Why does he use a lashon kaved? When someone has a lot of riches, you say he's kaved money? And the answer is because to Avraham Avinu, it wasn't enjoyable. It was a burden on him. The fact that he had so much money was kaved. It's a beautiful pshat. Avraham kaved. Now wait, let's go further. V'lachei ratza. And that's why he wanted Shakadish Baruch Hu. You hear? Why did he want that HaKadosh Baruch, why did HaKadosh Baruch want that the Jewish people should borrow from the Mitzrayim? Why did you just get taken, right? And the answer is, he wanted that it shouldn't be so comfortable. Getting rich should remain something uncomfortable. When Klal Yisrael should have in their nature, it's not so geschmack to just take money and then, it's not. You hear? It should be an effort which is uncomfortable. That's pshat with the Gemara we learned in the Daf HaYomi. That Hashem says, let them borrow, please, I'm asking, they should borrow, Shelo Yomer Oysa Tzadik. That Avraham Avinu shouldn't say, that they, oh, you promised that they'll come out with the Rechush Gadol. Yeah, but they had Bizis Hayam, I don't understand that. They were getting rich anyway, what's the problem? And also, only because Avraham said so, only because Avraham will be complaining, but you promised them. And the answer is because there's Bizis Hayam. One thing is, these are young, they had it on the Yamsuf they got. So why did they have to go now and borrow before that Shalayim Oysa Tzadik? So Avraham Avinu should be happy. Ba'achekei Yeitzu B'Rechush Gadol means for Avraham it should be a Rechush Gadol. You think he's happy that what? They filled up their bank accounts with money. He's going to be unhappy about that, Avraham. You know what he's happy about? They learned how to deal with money. Moyudik of Vart, it's like, oh, it's like a genius Vart. I'm a genius. Yeah, it's a genius chat. Okay, go ahead, you read the next one. Avram. What do you mean? What? You have to promise Avram, right? Only because you promised Avram, but you promised keep it because you said you would do it. And the answer is, I'm giving them money. I promised Avram they'll come out with wealth. Not money, wealth. That's different.
What's the Lashon
Yud, Rabbi? And he says that's why it's called Oysa Tzadik. Why is Avram? Say Avram. It's not about Avram. It's about Avram's Sitkut. Shloyoymer Oysa Tzadik Avram. His Sitkut would not be happy with the money. What was he happy? How they got the money. What do we learn from over here? We don't get rich. So I'm going to ask him, why don't we just win the lottery? And the answer is because then you wouldn't treat the money properly. And you work for the money, and you work according to Mishpatim. Then you acquire wealth and not money.
Yeah.
Continue. Okay, continue. Rabbi Yonasan Steif, I don't know if you know Rabbi Yonasan Steif, he was a big giant. The Eruv in Manhattan, the whole discussion with the Eruv Manhattan is him. He was the one who was busy with him.
Not to make.
No, it's him. It's because Rabbi Yonasan Steif said you can't make an Eruv in Manhattan. He was like the Ramosha before the Ramosha. You know, he was the big giant, Rabbi Yonasan Steif. Okay. So he says, Avram Kavid Me'oid, he wants to say, Mary Gershaw, why did Hashem even make Avram wealthy in the first place? And the answer is, Maaseh Avot Siman Lebanim. He wanted Avram should get wealthy, and from Avram we should learn how to get wealthy. So Mary Gershaw, why do you...
How to get wealthy?
Yeah, Torah, mitzvahs, he didn't want to steal, right? It should become part of the Shabbat. Why did Avram have to be wealthy? And the answer is we should be healthy. You understand? We should learn Hagisha Nechona, the right approach to money. Go ahead.
Was Avraham wealthy before the episode was started the first time?
Yeah, it was wealthy right away. Oh, no. Afterwards. It came hard, yeah. Okay, earth next. Bye, Magi Taluma. With these zahav, you read it wrong. Okay, the Bnei Yisachar explains why did they make an egel. So the Gemara says from too much money. It wasn't the money; it was whose money it was. It was Mitzrayim's money. That's why they made an egel. It was dirty money.
Bad energy.
There was dirty edit, dirty money. Go ahead, next. And this is for you. And then he says, if you notice who made the eagle, the Erev Rav. Why? Because the Jewish people, they worked, so the money they got from the Mitzrayim, they deserve. What do I mean? If someone pays you $1, if someone pays you $1, so well, yeah, I bet I can't take it because it's coming from a dirty, from a Ganav. How did you acquire it? They worked for the money, but the Erev Rav never worked. So they're having what? The money, the Mitzrayim's money. That's dirty money.
More you didn't work, you're saying.
That's right. Wow. So because they got the money, so if you
easier to them, right?
No,
it's easier to them. It didn't work.
No, so they didn't. It's not that you were paid for your work.
Right.
When you pay for your work, when you pay for work, it's my money. It's not his money. He paid for his work. It's my money. It's not his money. But since you got it for free, so it still remained Mitzrayim money. Mitzrayim money was dirty. Continue, Ben Yoyada, this is for you. Sfardim, go ahead, Ben Yoyada. He wants to say that from the egel they made from what was left from the Mitzrayim.
Yeah.
What did they make the Mishka from? Bizatayam. That was clean.
But Hashem told him to go take it from the Mitzrayim.
It doesn't make a difference.
They were dirty.
Now you ask a good question. You know who asked this question? Moshe Rabbeinu. That's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu told Hashem. It's your fault. It's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu. Mar says. We learned it. You because you don't learn that from
it. It's opposite what
you're
saying.
Have to remember.
You're saying they worked for it. So,
sir, whatever it is, it was too much money. It was too much. Okay, let's go weiter.
Well, did it left some for us?
Huh?
Something for us to the left?
Go ahead. Ulai. Yeah? The cash of business Hayam. Maybe we can come and say even one step further. The money on business Hayam wasn't even Mitzrayim money. The Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel says, where did they get I thought they cleaned out Mitzrayim. I thought they took everything away with them. So where did they get this extra Yamsub money?
Well, that Yosef acquired for them.
That's one shot. And there's a Pagim Yonis Benazil says it came from heaven. It came like from Gan Eden and it's a Mefurshim Pagim Yonis Benazil. So the Bezus Hayam wasn't Mitzrayim money. And that's why it was used for the Mishkan. Good, eh? See, good, eh? Okay. Then the Chassam Sofer says a Merdi Yechidish. Avram was the first one to make money. I don't know if you know that. Avram made a coin. He minted. Avram made a coin. On the front was a boy. It was a young, and on the watcher coin was an old person. And they explain what's the pshat. It's a musr, right? The young, the old. You got to be clean when you're young. You're old, right? So what's the point? Says Chassam Sofer, Avram was the starter of money. It had Kedusha. Originally, money had Kedusha in it. But then what happened? Then they started putting pictures on the money. So then they had Yushalayim and Shloim HaMelech. So far, was still good. They were able to make a Beis HaMikdash. And then it turned to each king. And it's sometimes even worse, right? That's when money became it went from Kedusha to garbage. Okay, continue. So the Ben Yehuda says, what's wrong if they didn't look at the money, the coin, the picture? What's wrong looking at the picture of the money? So he says that because it comes out, it protrudes, right?
3D.
3D. You know, I look at Surat Adam 3D, it's Avodah Zarah. He says they put Avodah Zarah into the money. He says, Ben Yoyada, it's your guy, right? You're Ben Yoyada. What did he say? He says, that's wrong. What's wrong looking at the money? So I would always say, you're looking at the money because you're looking at the king and his ugly tummy dick of face, right? Each emperor, the Roman emperor. He's saying it was real Avodah Zarah.
But the face was just the face.
So that's what he wants to say. Halachically, he wasn't, but he still didn't want to look. Continue, yeah. Ubeseva Ber Moshe. Pashas Kisisa, Amud Tav Tav Mem Vav, Levayer Hasifri. He says with this, we can explain the Sifri. Why? The Sifri says, Lo Yebacha El Nechar. El Nechar. So pshat number one, what is El Nechar? Shalei Bechem? Oyber Avodah Zarah. That's the pshat one. You're not allowed to have Avodah Zarah. Pshat number two, you can't have someone amongst you that's busy with parkamat your business. Parkamat your business. I just told you, it's business. Parkamat ya is business. In Hebrew, it's business.
Money was always.
So here's the question. The question is, I understand, Avodah Zarah? And the second shot is guys always get business. You know, you realize that you're jumping over here. Don't have El Nechar. Oh, that's Avodah Zarah. And Davar Acher, second shot. Don't have someone who's busy with business. Well, what are you talking about? So you're supposed to be busy with business. So first of all, I think the diuk is he's not Oisik in Parnasa to sustain his home. He's Oisik in Parmak in business. He's a businessman. So the question is, you hear the question? The question is, how is that Avodah Zarah? Business is Avodah Zarah. And the answer is, yeah. There's an Avodah Zarah in business. Go ahead, keep on reading. V'yesh Farish. You notice the American dollar, it has the face of George Washington. But it's not bullet. And also he talks about Hashem. Rabbi Chezkel Levinstein used to say, you know why the dollar is so powerful? Because it mentions God in it.
It has a lot of stuff. Just to make it the beat, there's a lot of stuff.
Okay.
You know they wanted
to change. Ayin Vash Lepi Machida. Go ahead, read. You're singing on the sidelines. Go ahead. Ayin Vash Lepi Machida. Arechid Zayin. 6,000 years is the world, right? We consider the world 6,000, not billions and trillions, but 6,000, right? Bernie Sanders would have made from 6,000 billions and trillions. Okay, go ahead, yeah? Billionaires and trillionaires. Go ahead. Amakad Mainim, the Shita Alfi Shana. Have Alma is the world. 6,000, yeah? So the first one, what was the Eight Sahara? The first one, of 2,000 years was Nut. The next 2,000 years, what was the story? What was the Aveira? Avodah Zarah. The last 1,000 years was Mammon. And then he says that's Zam. What is Ad Yavor Zam? Snut? You hear? Avodah Zarah, Mem Mammon. Ad Yavor. Good? You like it? Ad Yavor Zam.
Yes.
Zam? Right?
Snut?
Avodah Zarah, Mem. You have money that talks. I'd like to see that. Okay, but Ayinayim Elimelech talks to him. I don't know. Most normal people would say you're a little bit Maroj in the head. It ain't talking to me. Ayinayim Elimelech. Does the money talk to you or George Washington if the money talks to you? Okay, go ahead. I want to know how much fantasia you live in. Okay, Ayinayim Elimelech. That's why they didn't want to look at, because money, you look at it, it's mitamen and shabbat. And he says, yeah, that's the pshat, what it means. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu a shekel mitachat lekisei hakavod. That the shekel, what's the connection to the kisei? So he says a chidush. Where does the neshama come from? Tachat kisei hakavod. So he was trying to show him the shekel, HaKodesh, the one that's Kodesh, tachat kisei hakavod. If not, you're ruining your neshama. That's what the Noam Elimelech says. That the reason why he showed him the shekel mitachad lekisei hakavod, lomar lo, haneshama shelcha, shezeh mitachad kisei hakavod, make sure it stays there. Make sure it stays there. Okay. V'ayin magid taluma, right? Shekesef. Go ahead. What does the magid taluma say? Shekesef.
Ganuv me'aba.
Why do people go off the derech? Why do children not learn Torah? He says, because the father wasn't honest in business. He took that money, he bought food. He fed that food to his kids. That's why his kids are not religious. Go ahead, continue, yeah? Okay, that we did. Ayin Zor, Shapashim Mishpatim, Soda Gilgulim. Soda Gilgulim. This is for you guys. The Zor says this Parsha Elam Mishpatim. Oh, now from here we see Gilgulim. What does Mishpatim have to do with Gilgulim? What's the connection? So if you look at the Noam Ali Melech, I'm sorry, if you look at the Ukub Shuto, the Baal Shem, they all learn this. The Baal Shem brings this down, they all learn like this. Then why is one guy rich and one guy poor? That doesn't make sense. Why? And the answer is Gilgulim. It has to do with, you're not the first time here, right? Maybe you stole money in a previous life and therefore you come here to pay it back, right? He says that's Sod HaGilgulim. Sod HaGilgulim. That's why Parsha Mishpatim. But the Noam Elimelech says an unbelievable pshat. Chidush Nifla. And he doesn't say it in the Zohar, but this is what he means. He says if you take a look, you have a person who's not honest in business. And he has an etiyah to that. Where did that come from? And the answer is, it's Sod HaGilgulim, which means in previous, he had Gneva, he did things wrong. So he comes back down with those netiot for not clean money and so on and so forth.
And that's his fix.
That's his fix. His tikkun. That's what he's saying. Noam Elimelech.
You just said he learned from his father.
So that's what I'm trying to show you. One is you learn physically from your father. And one is it could come from Avram Avinu. And the other thing is it could come from you, from previous. Previous. You from previous. Okay? Continue. Now this is two more things right up for you. Perfect. You ready? You have to go ready, right? You'll see.
My right.
ובזה יש לפרש מה שאומרים.
Okay, so listen carefully. Listen carefully. So is this good for you or this not so good for you? Okay, yes. Listen carefully. Yeah. The Gra says a chidush nifla. You ready? Machatzit. So the tzaddik is in the middle. Tzaddik, stalker, that's stalker. What are the otiot before machatzit, the tzaddik? Chai.
Machit.
Chai omet.
Wow.
The otiot next to tzaddik is yud and chet. The far away otiot is mem and tav. They bring this from the Gra, you know that? That the Gra said.
It means what?
Staka is tatzel mimavis. It's either chay or met. It's he says it's in ma. So I want to say that could be, it's deeper than just if you give staka you live. Staka is about life and death. Life, money. Money can bring you life. Money can bring you death. That's the yisod. Money is a mechaya and money is a meimetz. You gotta know that. Yeah, Mayudik, huh? It's Gevaldik, the Gra, yeah? So the
so
truth
if you're
is.
Far away from tzedakah, you die.
You die. Closer, you chai. The Gra. Now, I'll tell you the truth. I saw it originally set over B'Shem the Gra. And I said, it can't be a guy. Impossible. This is so Sephardic. It just. Even for the. It can't be. So I went searching. I did all the homework. So I found interesting. There's a very famous dayan in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Weiss. He's a famous dayan, one of the famous dayanim. The big Talmud Chacham. He's the big one of the big guys today. So he, his sefer, he brings a B'Shem Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim, yeah, not Tovi Weiss, a different one. A Sefer Chassidim. But I saw Biedemann. Everybody's busy with Biedemann these days, right? Everybody loves Biedemann's books, right? The famous guy Biedemann today brings out all these things. He brings it from the Gra. He says it's a guy. So let me end with the following. The idea of all this shir was proper approach, understanding money, money, money. And with this we'll end. Shekel. Why is it called Shekel HaKadosh? You know who says this? Rabbeinu Bechaya. He says, he's also Sephardi by the way. Rabbeinu Bechaya says, Shekel. Because with money, you got to weigh everything. Ruchnius and Gashmius. Shekel. Money, is it worth it? Is it? I need some of it to live, but I need a lot of it to have Ruchnius. It's a balancing. You hear? It's a balancing.
It also be that you up and down with money?
You're rooting a much better pshat. No, because this is a better, it's Rabbeinu Bechaya. Now, story of the Chafetz Chaim, and this will end, okay? Zaidi used to tell us, Zaidi Walkin used to tell us, yeah? That the Chafetz Chaim used to say, before everything that he would do, how much Torah mitzvahs is it going to cost him? Is it worth the cost? You know, you have a guy makes a cheshbon. How much money is it going to cost me, right? So you make the cheshbon. Is it worth it? I'm going on this trip. I have to go on vacation. Would you pay $30 million for that vacation? So if learning is $30 million to you, so you wouldn't do. You wouldn't waste the time. You go learn. And the Chafetz Chaim says a person makes his own Olam Haba. What does that mean? You come you did, let's say, 20 mitzvahs today, right? How much Olam Haba do we reward you? Well, it depends how much mitzvahs are worth to you. Let's take out the calendar. Let's see, 1 second. You gave up these mitzvahs for 5 minutes. Okay, so it's not, right? So it's not a big deal. So, okay, we'll give you Olam Haba like that.
Wow.
You make up, the Chafetz Chaim says, you make up your payment plan. They call it a payment plan, right? And what's it really called? It has a different name. Your scale. Your scale, what is it? Give it to me. Okay. The point being, shekel. Everything in the balance. Baruch Hashem, Le'olam. Amen, v'amen. Okay, next. Let's go. Daf Yomi. Where are you going? Daf Yomi. Sit down, Daf Yomi. You don't have to.
Buddy, you have a club, buddy.
Come, let's go. Yeah. Mashiach, you enjoy beautiful.
Yeah.
Take it with you.
Yeah. Thank you.
No good boy, come in.
It is shit.
And everybody else wasn't either agreed with
that. That's lost in graphics.
It's ready. Now,
I'm sorry that I didn't let you ask questions because they're grown ups. It's not nice for kids to ask questions. Yes.
So whenever they were collecting Hashem, it seems like in the Torah that Hashem forced them to collect it. It seems like because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't collect it, because
that's what they say, because it wasn't good to have their money. That's what he says, the Bnei Yisachar. They said, we want to go out ourselves. We don't want the tree of money. Why would I want dirty money? That's how the Bnei Yisachar explained. They didn't want to take the money.
It's fascinating.